Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. A podcast partnership between Purdue University Extension and Indiana's most listened to farm radio network, Hoosier Ag Today.
Welcome to the Your Farm Podcast, as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. And I'm CJ Miller, your host of the Your Farm Podcast here on Hoosier Ag Today. And we are on location live from the Fort Wayne Farm Show at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum. And here in Fort Wayne, I am with the Allen County County Extension Director for Purdue Extension, James Wolf. James, thank you so much for joining us here on the Your Farm Podcast. Even though we're at the Fort Wayne Farm Show and it's mid-January and there is snow on the ground, let's talk about another big event which is fast approaching, coming up in early March. In fact, it's not one conference, but two conferences that have been joined together as one conference. What can you tell me about this big event that Purdue Extension has planned coming up here in early March, James?
Yeah, so from March 3rd through 5th, we've actually got two conferences that we put together this year. We've got the Indiana Hort Conference, and we've got the Indiana Small Farm Conference that we've merged together into one event to benefit all the people in Indiana that want to learn about those activities.
James, what can you tell me about the decision to take these two separate conferences that have been going on for quite some time now and merge them into a singular conference over 3 days?
I think the goal is to really just get the benefit of, we've got two conferences that have really similar information. They're reaching similar audiences, to make it easier for people to come and get all of that information in one spot, to really connect with different parts of the industry and network together across areas that we might not have done before, and just get all of those benefits with just one event.
What I love about this upcoming conference, James, is that it's centrally located in Indiana. Mm-hmm. We're talking the Hendricks County Fairgrounds in Danville, once again, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So no matter if you live in Allen County or northeastern Indiana, if you live in southwestern Indiana, let's say Dubois, Gibson County, that area, it's really not all that far to travel to Hendricks County to be a part of this big conference, James.
Yeah, it's really great that it's centrally located, and we've got speakers that are coming from all of those areas as well, because we get farmers, we get university staff, we get industry professionals that are coming to share their knowledge with everybody. So it's real great to be able to connect across the state and see how everybody's doing. And we even get people from out of state as well. Even some of our speakers are coming from out of state. So it's really great to be centrally located in an easy, accessible space.
My guest is James Wolf. He's the County Extension Director in Allen County with Purdue Extension here on the Your Farm Podcast here on Hoosier Ag Today. Once again, the big conference, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Let's break it up into the two separate conferences and discuss first the Indiana Horticulture Conference, that component, because, you know, when a lot of folks think about Indiana, you think about grain production, you think about corn, you think about soybeans, you think about that, but there are a great deal of specialty crops produced in Indiana. Pumpkins being one of them, Indiana number two in the U.S. for pumpkin production. When you think about tomatoes, a lot of tomatoes grown thanks to Red Gold in northeastern Indiana around the Madison County area. So a great number of specialty crops, and this really speaks to those specialty crop producers all across the state, James.
Yeah, it really covers a wide variety of things. It's the watermelons, it's the pumpkins, the vegetables, the orchards that we've got. So there's lots of different crops that really encompasses. And when we look at merging these two conferences, the traditional horticulture conference stuff is going to occur on the first day, the third, and then a little bit on the fourth, which is where we're going to mix those two conferences together. So that traditional stuff is towards the front, and then the small farm conference stuff is going to be towards the end of the conference. But it really kind of works to reach all of those horticulture audiences.
And then let's talk about the second component of the conference, this merger, the Small Farm Conference, which in the past really addressed the needs of those farmers who, you know, a lot of farmers across not just Indiana, but across the Midwest. Mm-hmm. When you think about these farms, we're talking farms that are in the thousands of acres, but this conference is speaking to those farmers who may only have 20 acres, maybe 40 acres, smaller production size in terms of acreage, but still important in terms of their agricultural output, James.
Yeah, I mean, we're, you say 20 to 40 acres, we're even thinking smaller than that. We're down to, you know, they may be growing produce even in their garage with our microgreens production, things like that. Our urban areas are down, you know, quarter of an acre to an acre size in production. So we're trying to reach all those audiences that are really, you know, up to that 20 to 40 acre size that are really doing the mixed type production. They may have vegetables, they may have some livestock, they may have fruits, they may have mushroom production. You know, that's really the group that we're really trying to hit, going to farmers markets, maybe doing some wholesale stuff with grocery stores as well.
You mentioned farmers markets because that's another big thing. So many small communities, rural communities, have those farmers markets on a Saturday morning, draws the community together. And I'm sure this is another component of something that you can learn, how to build those farmers markets and how to be a part of your community farmers market there, James.
Yeah, so we're doing a lot of lessons, and we do have a farmers market track because that is really a common way for a lot of these small farms to market their produce and products. And I think the Small Farm Conference really helps in a lot of that, even outside of the sessions, because it really focuses on networking with other farmers in your area, networking with farmers across the state, figuring out how to build that community, build that within your area, and start to develop these marketing avenues as farmers in the region and then in the state of Indiana.
My guest is James Wolf. He's standing here with me at the Fort Wayne Farm Show at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum. We'll talk a little bit more about the upcoming conference in March in just a few, so don't go anywhere. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, and you're watching and listening to the Your Farm Podcast.
Show your support for Indiana FFA by attending the Blue and Gold Gala. It's Saturday, February 28th at the Barn at Bay Horse Inn in Greenwood. The evening begins with a cocktail reception and silent auction at 5, dinner at 6, and a live auction to cap off the night. All proceeds benefit Indiana FFA. Join us as we support ag education and career development for Indiana's next generation of ag leaders. For more information and to reserve your seats, visit INFFA.org.
And we're back with the Your Farm Podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension. And my guest is James Wolf, County Extension Director in Allen County with Purdue Extension. And we're talking about one big conference, which is actually two big conferences merged together, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th in Danville, Indiana, Hendricks County Fairgrounds. We're talking about the Indiana Horticulture Conference and the Small Farm Conference. And if folks are interested in signing up for the three-day conference, what can you tell me about registration and how to be a part of this big conference here, James?
Yeah, so there's various ways that you can be a part. You can come and attend as an attendee. The registration is through our website. And registration for a single day, if you just want to come for the day, is $85. For 2 days, it's $160. And for 3 days, for all 3 days, would be $240 total. But we also have vendors. So if you're a business that wants to potentially market to our small farmers and our horticulture audience, we have vendors spaces available as well, and that information is on our website too.
And that website, extension.purdue.edu. So, or if you just want to Google Indiana Hort Conference, Small Farm Conference, or Small Farmer Conference, feel free to do so. That'll also take you to the link, and we'll also have that link as well at HoosierAgToday.com. James, I always ask this question at the end of the podcast, but is there anything else you'd like to add about the upcoming conference that perhaps I've forgotten to ask or that you'd like to include?
I think it's just a really great event. Again, the networking that happens there, the practical information, just being able to connect with different parts of the industry. And we've got people that have been coming for 10 consecutive years and still learning new things. We've got people that come for their first time and they learn a lot. It's just a great way to connect, not just with people that are going to speak to you. They're going to work with you to help you improve what you're doing, because we're all in this together to help improve the industry. And I think that's the greatest aspect of this conference.
Once again, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th, Danville, Indiana, and it is the Indiana Small Farm Conference and Indiana Horticulture Conference. James Wolf, County Extension Director with Allen County and Purdue Extension. And James, thank you so much for joining us here today on the Your Farm Podcast. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we'll have much more coming for you in the coming months here on the Your Farm Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us here today on location live from the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum. We're in your backyard, James.
Yes, we are. I'm just right across the street was where my office is.
Fantastic. Thank you so much again, James. And thanks to you for joining us on the Your Farm Podcast here on Hoosier Ag Today.